Point at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor and say, "Hi there."
Hi there.
Okay, and say, "I'm going to receive." The word from the Holy Ghost.
The word from the Holy Ghost.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's bow our heads and we're going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that Jesus always shows up for every service, Father. I thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is the teacher. I thank you, God, for everything that you have given us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you have given us everything, Father. And, Father, we are thankful. I ask you, Father God, now to speak through me what you want, Father, and help me to leave off what you don't want, Father God, because the Holy Spirit is the teacher, and I believe that, Father. And I ask you to give them listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to drink in what the Spirit is saying. And I thank you again, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just want to start with something kind of funny. Okay. And the people that come at night, they heard this before, but laugh anyways. Okay. Okay. After a recent college basketball game, the coach spotted a cell phone lying on the floor. He picked it up and handed it to one of the referees, saying, "Here's your phone. What makes you think that's mine? Easy. It says you missed 13 calls." Hallelujah. Okay, I'm teaching on faithfulness. Actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm only on the first page. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. And I'll give you time to get there. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. It says, "My beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Okay. Now, here's the deal. God, you would think he needs anything. God needs our faithfulness, our loyalty, and our commitment. He needs that. Okay. I looked up the word loyal, and it said mostly almost the same things as faithfulness. Okay. It said, stand by somebody, trustworthy, stick up for, support, faithful, unwavering, unswerving allegiance, devoted, and reliable. Now, some of them name, I know some dogs are like that, I'll be honest. They're loyal. I'm telling you, is this not true? Dogs are loyal. Okay, but not all that other stuff. Okay. So, but you know, I'm a dog lover. I threw that in there. Okay. Now listen, I looked it up, and the antonym for, that would be the opposite for the words I just named, and it said, cannot be relied upon. Okay, now Romans 12:11, give you time to get there, Romans 12:11, and I'm sorry, this is not in the King James, this is, I think it's in the Living Translation, Romans 12:11, do not slack in your faithfulness. Okay, God needs people to work with him. We are co-laborers with Jesus. We really are. He teamed up with a man named Moses to free his people from bondage in Egypt. When God has a plan, he looks for a man or a woman. You know, that's what it says though. Okay. He needs a man or a woman to shepherd his local church. Jesus loves local churches. That is his MO. That's the way he set it up. We didn't set it up. He set it up like that. Paul went all around that area and set up churches and set up churches and set up churches and set up churches. That's the way God wanted it. Okay. Ephesians 5, 25. Ephesians 5, 25. says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her." He died for the church. I know he thinks it's very important. I know we are the church, but we do come into the building to be together. That's the way he wants us. We have a natural family and a spiritual family, and that is the way he wants it. That's just the way God likes it. And I like to do what God says, because if not, I get in trouble. Anyways, okay, listen to this. Hebrews 10:25 in the Voice, it says, "Do not forsake the assembling yourselves together." It said, on my note, it said, church means assembly of the called. And we are called. We are called. You know what? We got saved, and now God wants to use us to get other people saved and happy like we are. You know what I mean? Okay. When the local church doors are open, Jesus is there. And he sure hopes you're there. And he's on time. Okay. Is it God's plan? It is God's plan to build strong local churches where his word, his presence, and the ministry of the Holy Spirit are in full manifestation. And to get that done, he needs faithful, committed, and loyal people. God needs you to be faithful and alert to spiritual things. He needs you, but I know what you mean, Patty. I'm not kidding you. Y'all know I watch movies, but you know, God speaks to me through movies. I mean, just like that, it just went all through her. And sometimes I'll push that stop button. I said, that is so true. Something had just ministered to me. I mean, we don't want you to go around watching all yucky movies. This was a nice movie. We're very clean movie. Okay. Okay. And so, to get it done, God needs you to be faithful and alert to spiritual things. He needs you to be someone he can trust with his word. Now, when you study his word, it is not just for your knowledge. No. The Holy Spirit can bring it up from your spirit when it's needed to coincide with his plan. Hallelujah. And he does. So be faithful and diligent to study the word, because number one, it said so. Okay. Okay. Remember, he needs you. And that scripture is 2 Timothy 2:15. I believe we all know that one. 2 Timothy 2:15. And it says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth." You know, when you go to witness to somebody, they start asking you questions. I mean, they do. And it's good to, and they want answers. They, you know what, believe it or not, people do want truth. They're all screwed up and everything, but they do want truth. And if you don't give up, you know, and kind of compromise, they'll get the truth. Hallelujah. Now, Matthew 25:21 says, his master said, Jesus was telling this story, his master said to him, the servant, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." Yeah. Hallelujah. And I mean, God isn't kidding. He's faithful. God's faithful.
Yes.
Okay. Now, listen, which would you rather have, a few $100 bills or many $100 bills?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I use that as money, but it happens in other ways too. Remember that if you are faithful in a little things, he will make you faithful in much. He said so. God is faithful. Psalms 31:23. "Oh, love the Lord, you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful. Preserves, it means safeguards, protects. And then, and I know this, but this was in here and I thought about it. It says retards from decaying, you know, and I'm sure they meant, you know, like a food or something like that. But we could think about that too, retards from decaying. He preserves us because, you know, it, when you follow the Spirit, it's life and peace. And you follow your flesh, it's death, according to the Word. Okay. The Passion Translation, the Lord protects and preserves all those who are loyal to Him. I want to get that word loyal in. All those who are loyal to Him. That's the Passion Translation. That's the Passion Translation of Psalms 31:23. Okay. Now, committed. I put committed in there too. Husbands and wives are committed to one another. Hopefully. Husbands and wives are committed to one another. I didn't know how to get this page in here, y'all. So, okay. And you know, the people in our church, when pastor says we have a visiting speaker come, I want you to cook a meal. They're faithful. They're committed. I mean, nothing could stop them from cooking that meal. We have faithful people in this church. In the audio and the praise and worship, I'm getting ahead of myself, okay. And the ladies' meeting, the ladies cook for the ladies' meeting. Praise God forever. They're committed. And the teachers, they're committed. They're committed. And our praise team, they are committed. They don't ever think, I came last time. I don't think I'll come this time. No. They're committed. You see them up here all the time unless they're sick or something. Someone broke their leg or something, okay. I'll stay home this night. No, okay. God needs faithful, committed people. Now, 1 Corinthians 1:9 and 2 Corinthians 1:18. 1 Corinthians 1:9, 2 Corinthians 1:18 says three words. And I'm telling you, you should need to meditate on this. God is faithful. I love to see them three words. God is faithful. Then Ephesians 5:1 says, be imitators of God. It's in the Bible, y'all. Be imitators of God. Make a decision to be faithful. Then His grace is there to help you. His grace, 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 grace. I don't know a lot about grace, but I'm telling you, I'm learning. I want to learn. Okay. Be faithful to God, to the Word, to prayer, to our pastors, to tithe, to the church services. If you have a duty in the church, be faithful to it. Okay, come on. Remind me to come back to that. I got to come back to that. Okay. Okay. About faithfulness to come to church service. Okay, listen to this. Even if, and I've had this before, people said it. Even if you don't think you got anything out of the teaching, just keep coming. Just keep coming. God seen that you were there. And that you were faithful to come. And that means a lot to God. I mean it. Remember, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. A rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. God is faithful to His promises. Faithful. Galatians 6:9. Let us not grow weary while doing good, and that's while doing good, while being faithful. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Now, Tina needed a job. But you know what? She kept her faith up and she kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. When she didn't have very much gas, she kept coming and she kept coming. And guess what? She's got a doggone good job now. Do not grow weary in doing good. And one of the good things is coming to the church service and being faithful. Okay. Joyce Meyer said, she kept hearing that scripture, you know, let us not grow weary in doing good. She kept hearing it, kept hearing it, kept hearing it. It started to aggravate her, okay? She kept hearing it, okay. Finally, she says, God, you know how she does. Lord, what does that mean? And just like that, she heard Jesus' voice. He said, just keep on keeping on. And if he said it to her, he can say it to us. Yeah. Just keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. I love the local church. I'm telling you, I'm a church fiend. I'm just being a church addict, church junkie, whatever you want to say. I believe in the local church. Pastor says from this pulpit, it's dangerous to be out from underneath a church. It's to be unhooked. Don't be unhooked. There's dangers out there. The world ain't going to help you at all. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Faithful, faithful. Steadfast, immovable, reliable, loyal, faithful. I hope you hear that 100 times today. When you're driving your car, when you're getting out of your car, when you're feeding your cat, when you're getting your mail, when you're getting up in the morning with your coffee, I want you to hear the word faithful, 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 faithful. I want you to get it in your brain. I want to tell you something. This is where I got that from. Okay. Leroy Thompson is a great evangelist, and he has been given the gift to teach on finances. And I listened to him a couple of times on YouTube, but I've heard him before, though. And his church members, he wants them to, when they go in and when they come out, when they go to the toilet, when they go to the mall, to hear the word tithe, 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 tithe. I mean it. It was really a good sermon. I want you to hear the word tithe, 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 because it's the bottom thing that you need for your finances to turn around. And so that's where I want you to hear faithful. Aren't you glad I ain't pushing on tithe? Okay, okay. Okay, now how many know a man in the Bible called Matthias? Who raised their hand? Oh, nobody raised their hand. Okay. He's in there. Acts 1:21 and 22. Acts 1:21 and 22. So now we must choose. Okay, Judas Iscariot, you know, was out the door. Okay, that's a nice way of putting it. He was out the door. So now we must choose someone else to take Judas' place and to join us as witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. Let us select someone who has been with us constantly from our first association with the Lord, from the time he was baptized by John until the day that he was taken up to heaven, taken up from us to heaven. Let us find, that's in the Bible. Okay, that's Acts 1, 21 and 22. Okay, and here's what they did, because that's the way that God did it back then. Okay, if you were torn between two things, this is what God wanted to do. In my note, in one of my Bibles, it says, the apostles took a stone and wrote on there. There's two of them, by the way. There's Matthias and Justus, who had been with Jesus Christ from the very beginning, along with the apostles. Never said a word about them in the Bible, but they'd been there all along. They went everywhere they did for 3 solid years. They went with them. Justus and Matthias. Okay, put Matthias on one stone, the name, put the name of Justus on the other stone. Okay. Then they would put it, and I'm assuming, I don't know how, small mouth jar, okay. You don't want too big because they come out at the same time. And then they would pray, and this was a very serious thing. Then they would pray this. Lord, you know every heart. Show us which one you have chosen. And then they would pour them out, and the name that came out first was the one that God had chosen, and it was Matthias. Okay, remember, he had been with them. It says in the Bible, which I didn't take that particular translation, in all in the goings out and comings in with Christ. Okay. Okay. And you know what? It's amazing, because you know you don't hear his name any other time in the Bible, except one time. It was Matthias, and all he ever did was he was there. That's all he did. He was there, just faithful to be there. And he became one of the 12 apostles. The greatest thing you can do back there is apostleship. Praise God. Praise God. He became one of apostle of Christ just from being there, being faithful. Now, Revelations 21:14 says, okay, first of all, this angel showed the Apostle John the great city, the new Jerusalem, the holy Jerusalem that's up there that is going to come down, and we are going to reign and rule with Jesus when it comes down. Okay. And it tells about that in, I believe, 22, 21, 20, I think, in Revelations. It's good to read, you know. It says, Revelation 21:14 says, now the wall of the city had 12 foundations. Whoa. And on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. All he did was faithful. His name is on the foundations of the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You think faithfulness is not a key? Keys open doors?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now listen, God may test you in a small area because he needs to see if you will be faithful in that small thing so that he can do bigger things for you and through you. So don't worry about that. So listen, start at home. Be faithful, for instance, be faithful to complete a small project that you started. I'm sorry. Because I can think of four books right now I started and I have not finished. I'm sorry. But I did clean out my black shed the other day. Ish can attest to that. I cleaned out my back. Oh, it looks nice now. You know, Dilly's did that. Okay, now if you said you would help a friend with something, be faithful to do that. It's the little things. And listen, God never overlooks your faithfulness. He sees everything. If you haven't been faithful and you truly want to change, I got this from Kenneth Copeland, make a quality decision. First of all, repent. And that just means, repent just means change your mind. Make a quality decision, and you could say, Lord, give me grace to be faithful. I want to change. God is good like that, and he sure will do that. Do your best. Stay your course. That's what Patty was saying this morning. What'd you say again? Hold on. That's what she said. I couldn't. Hold on. Stay your course. Hang tough. Be steadfast. Keep on keeping on. Stay with God. He is a rewarder. Hallelujah. He sees your coming ins to church and your goings out. Okay, he's seen my comings in and goings out in Ozark in the church services. He's seen Ish's comings in and goings out here, and he rewarded me with a husband. And I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm serious. He rewarded him. I know it's rewarded him. I know he did. Of course, I did grovel and beg all the time, but I mean, but I was faithful to go to my services. Now, this is, I know you love this scripture. I know you do, but this changed my life. Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. I heard that in my church in Ozark. And, you know, the one thing, what stood out to me is abound. I mean, oh, I'm sorry, but I needed abounding really bad right then. I needed some abounding. Oh, just barely making it, you know. And so I thought, abound, man, abound. And then I seen there's another word in there, faithful. Well, thank God, I did hear some sermons on faithfulness, and they told you what to do, you know, the things I read on page 17. Okay. Now, remember, I got to go back to that. Okay, now listen to this. I didn't know where to stick these two pages, so I was going to put them in, okay? And I love you guys. You're so sweet. And this happens. I'll see someone who used to go to church, and I'll usually say, we've been missing you. I do, because we have been missing them. I usually say, we've been missing you. They say, and I've heard this so many times, well, I've been going through something. And I'm thinking to myself, that's the worst place. You ain't going to go through nothing. The world and have the world to help you. You need to get in church where the prayer warriors can help you. And for the people, when our pastor gives you a word of knowledge, don't stay outside of church. Y'all do not stay outside of church. The world is not going to help you a bit.
Amen.
So and when next time you're going through something or a difficult time, just come in. Listen, I'm getting ahead of it. Just come in and sit down underneath the anointing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that there's something about the anointing that you can't really get at home. There's anointing on CDs, but there ain't anointing like there is in church. I mean, you could sit there and things will just fall off you. Sit underneath the anointing. It's burden removing, yoke destroying. Hallelujah. Where is that at? 10:27 Isaiah. Burden removing, yoke destroying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. And I'm just going to give you two scriptures. I mean, I just love these scriptures. Okay. Isaiah 30:19, Isaiah, it says, he will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. So if you're going through something, Isaiah 30:19, go there and just put your eyeballs on the words and read it over and over and over. Something happens. The word is living and active. It's going to do something. He says, he will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. I love that scripture. Woo! Thank you, God. I got another one. Isaiah 25:24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
Amen.
Is God a good God or what? Yeah. Is he good or what?
Amen.
Wanda, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
Hallelujah.
I will hear. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now I just love the word. I'm telling you, it saved my life. Okay. Listen, God is a rewarder of faithfulness because he is faithful himself. And he is faithful to his promises. Now, say it again. Be faithful to the word. Be faithful to prayer. Be faithful to his kingdom. And really, be faithful to each other. You know, if somebody needs help, help them, okay? Be faithful to your pastors.
Uh-huh.
Ish, was that announced? And I missed it or something about? Okay, thank you. Thank you, honey. Okay. Be faithful to tithe, because God is faithful. God is faithful. Be faithful to the church services. And stay with God, no matter what, no matter, I'm telling you, I have been dry as a bone in a desert. I've been dry. But you know what? I just kept coming.
Yes.
I kept coming, and that left. Just keep coming. That anointing oil rubbed on you, I'm telling you, it does something.
Yes.
Keep coming. Whether you don't feel nothing, we don't live by feelings, we live by the faith in the Word of God. If the anointing is burden removing, yoke destroying, that's the word of God, it will do it.
Yes.
And keep on keeping on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, forget it. Are you going to get her or what? I never do that. By the time I find the button, you know, she could be at a Nova Scotia or something, you know.